they'd get together in a ball, and they'd, some of them go in a ball in the stalls or stay. Mm-hmm. But most of the time they'd just stand out in the rain and let it wash them off, I reckon. Maybe it felt good to them, I don't know.
Well, what name would you give for where you kept your horses?
A barn, stall. They'd be in stalls, too.
Mm-hmm. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you'd milk the cows outside?
No, we had a what we call a milking barn. It was a hardwood, had flooring in it, and they'd come in on the floor and have a stall there, stanchion, we call them, to where they fed, and they'd stick their head in there to eat, and we had a two before that we flopped over there where they couldn't come out when they got ready,
mm-hmm.
till we got through milking them. Mm-hmm. It was kind of locked their head in where they couldn't get out.
But you didn't milk them outside at all?
No, we milked them inside.
What would you call the shelter for the hogs and pigs?
Just the pigsty, I think.
Okay.
That's what it was, pigsty, what they call a sty.
Was this being open?
Well, it had an open with a shed in it they could get in out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Lot.
What about a place for milk and butter and processing and distributing of milk products?
Well, we done most of ours in the kitchen, but they had a regular dairies and all. They had a milk room to keep it in, kept it chilled and all.
Mm-hmm. Does the term dairy have any other meanings for you besides the place where milk would be processed?
No, I don't believe so. That was just a dairy barn.
Okay. What would you call the place around the barn where you let the cows and mules and the other animals?
Lot.
A lot?
Mm-hmm.
What about the place where you let animals out to graze?
That was a pasture.
Would this be fenced or open?
Fenced. Usually fenced. They don't have any open. That's out in west where they have open range.
Right.
They don't have that around here. It's too many houses.
That's right. Did you ever raise any cotton?
I'm a city boy.
No cotton.
No cotton. I never picked cotton either.
Okay. Then you wouldn't have any term for any undesirable grass out in the cotton field.
No more than what they have in the gardens now. They have crabgrass out there in the garden, mm-hmm. or crowfoot grass or whatnot.
What would you call the cotton and corn and other crops are grown in? You'd say planted the cotton out in the
field.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other terms? Does field designate any particular size?
Well, cotton field, corn field.
Mm-hmm.
This
field would be
Big, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you had it in a garden, it'd be just a patch.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton patch or corn patch, something like it. Tomato
mm-hmm.
patch.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be but a few, but a field I would classify as with an acreage, plenty of space.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the little wooden fence that might go around a small garden?
Picket fence.
Mm-hmm. Or do you have any other types of fences? Or
a paling fence.
What does that mean?
Well, a paling fence is a small boards that with a point on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have around our yard when we was over on Mark when cows read. A paling fence.
Is that the same thing as a picket fence?
I would think so. It's maybe wider boards with small spaces between it.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's kind of like your fingers, you know. I think we made them out about 1x3s and sharped on the end. Of course, they bought them at the lumber yard. They'd cut them for you,
mm-hmm.
certain size.